It doesn't make a big difference. If you're with somebody that's lucky, they're going to look at the money they make and what they're paying for.
Yeah, but not always that simple.
No, I know it's not that simple to explain it to the average man. It just so happened I was lucky enough to grow up around and be raised by some very strong, not intimidating, but not dominant women. And I grew up learning how to respect womanhood and respecting strong women who were independent and wanted to have their own. You know, I wasn't intimidated by it, and I'm not intimidated by strong women now. Oftentimes I run into, you know, in my work and in the social environment that I'm in, I associate with a lot of very strong, intellectual, and sharp black women. And one of the biggest problems they have is finding a compatible relationship with a man,
mm-hmm.
and a black man.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes they'll say, you know, look like I want to find me a white man.
Well,
sister, you can look around.
That's right. But, good luck.
But as you will notice, like, most of your superstars, like entertainers and so, black females, you notice they end up marrying white men. And the reason being, it is kind of hard for them to find a black man on that level.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting, isn't it?
You know, it's real trip. You know, I could go through just, you know, as people, Dr. Dandridge, who had committed suicide, you know, I could just go on and on and on, you know, like, and I look around and people, you know, like black men have just, you know, jive so-and-so married and white men, St. Louis, but she don't marry. That's because it's so difficult to find one of you who want to respect her instead of, you know, lifting her up and being a companion, you want to tear her down. I remember when,
gosh, that's so interesting. You get this overcompensation with black males, but with white males, the problem is that, they don't overcompensate. They just always had this power.
Always had this power.
I'm so naturally, they're so surprised if you want, if their wife or their girlfriend or whatever wants more.
Well, when Aretha Franklin, her first husband, he was one of the local pimps out of Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Here she came from a deep religious family. Her father was pastor of one of the largest black churches in the country, and an evangelist, respected all over the country. And she sang in the church choir, that's where she got music ability and talents. But instead of Ted loving her and treating her like a wife, he was busy always trying to make her feel less than what she was. And she really didn't ever understand that. It drove her to narcotics. It almost killed her. You know, and I knew Ted's cousin, like I said, I knew a bunch of cats out of Detroit when I was in service. So my association with people in Detroit was perhaps on a social level was larger scale than my association with people in Dallas. And, you know, she loved Ted. She could have made him $1 million, but he was too busy trying to make her feel like that she was less than what she was.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because he felt inferior to her.
Mm-hmm. They finally split up.
Yeah, they finally split up. But it was just the good Lord's will that it happened because he had almost driven her into a state of oblivion.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen just a hell of a lot of cases like that.
That's so sad. It has to go that far before they, part company.
Like, let's say the Diana Ross. The cat that she married, he didn't have, what do you think about her being a great big superstar? And the dude she married was an agent. He didn't have a lot of money. He wasn't into anything. And if he had been black, she probably wouldn't have married. He really wasn't into anything. But it was just the fact that I have a friend of mine who used to date her before they got to be supremes and got famous.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a very refined and cultured lady.